The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, frustrated house buyers in Dublin are once again turning to commuter counties as first-time purchasers search for affordability. That's according to the latest Irish Independent REA Average House Price Index. Seamus Carthy, REA spokesperson, joins me now. Seamus, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, what's happening in the Dublin area? Because there is a challenge now, given the prices, of affordability. Has that made demand go down?
The market, I suppose, in quarter two, to be fair, Pat, has been consistently busy. It's been, you know, very, very active. I suppose what's happening on the ground now in recent weeks, and obviously in recent weeks, I might stipulate, is that our agents are seeing a slight slowdown in activity in terms of the number of viewings, in particular from the first-time buyer market. As a consequence,
are we talking about new houses or second-hand houses or both?
Predominantly, I suppose we're talking about houses in what we classify as that affordable bracket. You know, that typical three-bed semi-detached home, that typical family sort of home market. Is the area that we concentrate on and have concentrated on over the last 14 years, Pat.
So we're talking about the occasional new development, and there are few enough of those, but mostly yes. Second-hand houses that come to market, which, of course, many of them are fixer-uppers. Many of them don't have very good BERs. So more money will have to be poured into those houses after they are purchased. So a slight slowdown in viewings, is that right?
A slight slowdown in a number of viewings, which is, when you look at the overall picture of the country sort of nationwide, and you see the likes of Kildare in particular this last quarter performing the way it has performed, which is in effect a 5% rise overall in towns like Selbridge, Maynooth, Naas, etc. We're seeing that shift again out towards these more affordable properties. So as a consequence, when you look at the overall picture, There's a feeling that in some locations in Dublin, maybe these affordability ceilings are nearly reached at this stage.
I mean, we always were predicting that this day would come when people would no longer be able to afford, as apartment prices go up and new house prices go up, and therefore they drag up with them the second-hand market as well. That eventually people would say, no way, just can't afford it. I'm going to be beggared for the rest of my youth if I buy this property. So I'm not going to do it.
And that's the reality, Pat. And we spoke towards the latter end of last year and we mentioned that this possibility was on the horizon. And when you look at the first-time buyer now, for example, Pat, you know, that frustration is compounded very much so now in respect of even the age profile. First-time buyers going back 10, 12 years ago, they were maybe 27, 28 years of age. These people now are nearly sort of into their 40s, you know, or certainly early 40s stroke late 30s, you know. So there's a frustration there for these people to get onto that property ladder. And I suppose, you know, in ways, it's offering opportunities in terms of the commuter areas and further afield. But there is a frustration there
Now, talk to me about objective numbers. I mean, what is the average price in Dublin now of that typical three-bed semi?
So when we look at Dublin now in this quarter just gone, it's increased by approximately 2.6%. So your average price in Dublin, which we're classifying as affordable at the moment, is 572,000, Pat.
Wow. And therefore, going outside to the commuter belt, what kind of prices am I looking at if I was to buy in County Kildare or County Meath?
Yeah, Kildare over the last quarter has performed probably the strongest of the commuter belts. But this is a changing feast every survey we do. You know, we spoke about Louth previously. We spoke about Carlow previously. We spoke about Meath previously, etc. At the moment in Kildare, we've seen an increase this quarter of approximately 5%, where an average price now in Kildare is 445,000. But if you put that in context, Pat, of Dublin, it's still 130,000 less for the same type of property.
Yeah, so, but so you've got your commute. Unless you live in the greater Dublin area, many people work on the fringes of Dublin. They don't have to make their way into the city centre. But those who do, they've the challenge of either motoring in or trying to find some sort of effective public transport that is affordable, because the difference could be made up in if you live close to your work, your commuter costs are down. If you live far away from your work, your commuter costs are up.
And hence, Pat, when we go further afield again, when we go outside the commuter belt and we go down to towns like maybe, you know, Tullamore, you know, the Midlands, etc., you know, we're seeing activities there, albeit not at the same rates of increase. They're still in the region of maybe 2% increases on average, 2.5% increases on average. So it's simply pushing out and pushing out, Pat.
And now, tell me about the landlords who we were reading before were leaving the market in their droves. Given, you know, the RPZs covering the whole country, are we seeing any pattern in whether or not landlords are sticking with it on the basis that they can turn a good shilling from the excessive rents that are being charged, or whether they're concerned about the future and getting out and therefore making their properties available to those first-time buyers?
Well, there's a double-edged sword there. I suppose we've obviously just received a lot of new legislation in respect of the rental market over the last week. So obviously what's going to happen there probably will come out now in quarter three, quarter four. But in terms of trying to answer your question, a lot of stock that's been provided to the market at the moment has been by landlords exiting the market. If we look at our agent in Nina, REA owned Dillon, he confirmed that practically all of the affordable stock that he sold in the last quarter was from landlords exiting the market. So if that ends up in a situation where the landlords, for example, decide not to exit, obviously, where's the supply of stock going to come from in respect of the purchase? So, you know, what's happened in the last week regarding the rental market, Pat, is we're going to have to watch it very, very closely, because albeit welcome news that tenants will have, you know, security of tenure and so forth, and obviously everybody wants to be comfortable under their own roof, be it rental or be it their own roof. The practical side of it is that most of these renters want to buy a property, and the fact that they're getting comfort now that they can possibly remain in a house for 6-7 years, etc., is fine, but they want to buy.
Yeah,
they want to own.
And if
their
you're
own
paying
home.
Massive rent, it's very hard to save. Some of the texts coming, I'll give you one. House prices will rise in rural Ireland like they did in Dublin as people are moving out of the Dublin area into rural areas. So all that's going to do is shift the demand and the price hikes to rural Ireland from the capital, where we've reached, if you like, saturation point.
Yeah, and it is happening. We, you know, we'll see towns around the country where, you know, they've risen by 2.6% this year. I'm looking at Castlebar as an example, and this is an example of the anomaly that's in the market in respect of lack of supply. We have a situation there where Castlebar, County Mayo, a population of 15,000 people, the largest town in County Mayo, had an increase in the last quarter of 8%. On the price. But Pat, the simple reality is that at that point in time when our surveys were carried out, there was approximately 11 properties available to the market in Castlebar.
So it's not a very, you know, when you've only 11 properties, it's not a very good representative sample, I suppose. Now, what about those fixer-uppers? Are any of those remaining unsold because the demand for tradespeople to do them
is very
difficult?
Pat. Like, we welcome REA and our members very much welcome the grants, the incentives. We drive down every by road, every country road, every day of the week, and we see new properties being refurbished, new life being put into all these areas. We very, very much welcome it. But the big challenge we have is, where are the tradespeople going to come from? Because we see it already where some of the market is shying away from that situation because they simply cannot get the people to do the work. And it comes back to the desire by, you know, the respective people in charge to train up our young people, to keep them in our country, and to be able to be in a position to build new homes, refurbish new properties, etc., Pat.
Seamus Carthy, REA spokesperson, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.